This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Over the holiday weekend, several wildfires in Colorado continued to spread. The Willow Fire, burning west of Leadville, has grown to more than 4,000 acres, and there are new evacuations this morning. The Gold Mountain Fire near Ouray is now at more than 27,000 acres and is burning mostly east into remote wilderness. It's 3% contained. The largest of the wildfires is the Aspen Acres Fire near Pueblo, which has now eclipsed 90,000 acres. More than 1,300 personnel are assigned to firefighting efforts, and containment has dropped to 12%, down from 14% last night. Efforts to serve the thousands of people who were evacuated continued through the weekend as an army of volunteers distributed donations to evacuees and firefighters. Michael Kringlin was part of the effort. He was also forced from his home in San Isabel last week.
I'm thinking we're going to be at least displaced for 2 weeks, but with how close the fire is, I'm thinking that we're not going to have a home to go back to. So I'm just kind of prepping and planning for the worst.
Kringlin says working to help his neighbors gave him some solace in the meantime. The United Way of Southern Colorado says people can sign up to help on their website. The Colorado DMV is seeing more drivers using fake print-at-home vehicle tags. Some drivers appear to be purchasing the tags online to avoid paying registration fees and taxes. The DMV is warning drivers there are legal ramifications that can include vehicle seizure and even jail time for driving with a fake tag. This is CPR News.